And we're back with episode 20 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. I'm your host, Matt the Matman Breyer, bringing you the eclectic from across the internet every week, independent music. And this week, we've got a good show lined up for you. Starting off the show, we've got Daniel Levi Goins. He's based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Kind of got a folk Americana sound. A little background on him. After 7 years of touring and writing with Nashville-based outfit The War, Daniel Levi Goins recorded Choice Cannonballs in the heat and humidity of a North Carolina summer in the very basement where he discovered his love for playing music as a child. His early explorations of the piano evolved into an attempt to capture the rich tradition of American folk. The songs are stripped-down tributes to the folk storytelling tradition, with sparse soundscapes that evoke the feverish density of the summer in which it was recorded. Goins retreated into a small wooden library overlooking the Chesapeake Bay to record his second solo release. With over 50 songs prepared, he intended to echo the sultry Carolina folk accents of his first release, but the rhythms of the tides began to speak into his music. The walls, the shelves, and the spines of the books became a percussive backbone for the songs. The winds whipping in from the bay opened up space for words to resonate, fortifying the unadulterated honesty of his writing. What was once the beating moisture and a breeze rolling off the Piedmont foothills was now a tempest, a rush of water both beautiful and dangerous. Heeding to the winds and the waves on the bay, Brother Stranger, that's his second album, looks into the loneliest moments of human experience with a piercing gaze that weaves them into a place of tenderness and safety. These meditations are nested in a poetic cadence that resists modern cynicism and fragmentation while hearkening to a place in our hearts and our heritage that recognizes the sacred nature of narrative. Intrusive in his hope and with penetrating confidence, Goins leaves a place in the footsteps of his voice, a suggestion that while beauty is often well hidden, it is freely found. I listened to several tracks off this album, and I highly recommend it. It's upbeat and laid back at the same time, if that's even possible. And here's one of those tracks. The title of it is Guess I'd Better Take Off My Shoes, from Brother Stranger by Daniel Levi Goins, here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Guess I better take off my shoes. I guess I better learn to be used. I'm humbled down to the ground. I'm humbled down to the ground. I think it's okay to be confused. I think it's okay to be confused. It just doesn't change the tune. It just doesn't change the tune. Spaces underneath my skin made my blood turn white and my stomach be filled with light. I don't trust my songs or the places I've grown strong or the feelings in my bones. Tell the truth, tell the truth. Some things don't make sense logically. We'll be right back.
Next up on the show, we've got a band out of Alabama called Elementra, and they pretty much run the gamut in genre styles, even within their own albums. From their biography, it says, Elementra does not fit neatly into a pigeonhole. The closest would probably be American traditional rock, but only if you're willing to accept that rock traditionally has a jaded, jagged edge. It isn't perfect, it isn't supposed to be. Elementra pays homage to a broad range of sounds, classic and psychedelic rock, blues, groove, folk rock, and so on. There's a shameless sense of nostalgia in Elementra's work, and we don't play any music that doesn't inspire us. And they have a long list of influences from John Lennon, the Beatles, to the Rolling Stones, to Fish, to The Who, Johnny Cash, early Fleetwood Mac, Foo Fighters, Jefferson Airplane, Frank Zappa. And you can tell in their music that where these influences come in. This cut is leans more to the toward the Americana side. It's entitled Forever Away.
Forever away.
Chicago, Illinois' pop rock classic rock outfit, the Tom Fuller Band, has released their third album, Ask, in which Tom pushed his singing dynamically to embrace the full emotional spectrum, and he's written his strongest batch of tunes to date. The esteemed UK magazine Classic Rock made the infectiously hooky Ask track of the day. The broad appeal of Tom's music has made his band compatible, sharing stages with a diverse array of established artists such as Fastball, Rusted Root, Robin Trower, Blues Traveler, UFO, King's X, and the Guess Who. Ask is produced by longtime producer mentor Rick Chudikoff, who's also produced for Alison Krauss and Smokey Robinson, and mixed with Cinzo Townsend and David Bascom, who've worked with U2 and Bon Jovi. At the Fame Muscle Shoals studio, mastered in the hallowed Abbey Road Studios. Tom's compositional sense on Ask references the British invasion pop with Chops' heritage, with imaginative arrangements, rich harmonies, and sweetly complex chord sequences. He merges this kaleidoscopic approach with vulnerable humility. His lyrical approach manages to be both intimate and mystical, at times referencing the conventional storytelling style of James Taylor, Jim Croce, and Harry Chapin. The production of the aesthetic staves off any revivalist tags. There's a deeply detailed sonic tapestry that calls to mind the atmospherics of modern greats like Wilco and Coldplay. This is a track off of that album. It is Lovers, here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions. The next band can be truly described as a global band, not so much in the sense of a global music, but in that the members are spread out across the globe. Andrew Bauer, who is the guitarist and vocals, is from Houston, Texas, and Sean Bauer, who's on bass, and Dan McNulty on drums, are from Brisbane, Australia. They collaborate across continents to make music that is angular, ambient, tuneful, and disturbing, inhibiting a sonic landscape that is at once familiar and distinctive. The band is Valley Trails. The song is Sparks, one of the more recent compositions.
Sparks from your fingers and fire in your eyes. You are horizon, you are my skies. Down by the market and out to
Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter Colin McGrath has a knack for penning tales of free-willing characters with a natural tone that is both whimsical and heartbreaking. NPR Music has described him as an itinerant folk orchestrator who writes songs that are steeped in storytelling with characters and images drawn from old Americana. Colin studied music at Oberlin College. He has been commissioned to write chamber pieces for the Central Park Brass and the New York Philharmonic's touring educational performances. But he's received his real schooling studying the tragically poetic stories unfolding in junk shops and dive bars nationwide. Like a Model T Ford hand crank, a Seth Thompson clock, and a pair of wingtip shoes all displayed on a formica table in a dusty small-town pawn shop, the seemingly divergent styles on Colin's sophomore album, Yellow Brick Man, convey one meticulous but playfully ramshackle spirit. Appalachian mountain music, Tin Pan Alley, psychedelic and ambient electronica mingled together in a bed of 1960s folk. The follow-up to his NPR touted debut is darker and more experimental, with a conceptual sin to salvation narrative. This is the title track off of that album, Yellow Brick Man.
Are gone, I don't have a dime. I've got no food, I've got no wine. Gonna pack up my guitar, I got this plan. Yeah, I'm gonna take it down the road to the Yellow Brick Man. Yellow Brick Man, hey, hey, what have you got for me today? Do you have a dollar? Do you have five? Do you have 100 to keep me alive? Can you help me out? Cut me down. Oh, Yellow Brick Man, do you know how I feel? I'm giving you my sweet baby melody. Yellow Brick Man, how you gonna give me, yeah? What you gonna give me? A gift from my uncle when I turned 13. And I signed her up good, she's nice and clean. I used to have a band, should have heard us. Yeah, now all I've got are these bills to pay. Yellow Brick Man, do you understand? I'm down on my luck, done all that I can. Do you have a dollar? Do you have five? Do you have 100 to keep me alive? Can you help me out? Cut me a deal. Oh, Yellow Brick Man, do you know how I feel? Giving you my sweet baby melody. Yellow Brick Man, oh, she gonna give me, yeah. Yeah, what you gonna give me? She got this habit that's hard to feed. She won't be happy till she makes me bleed. Gonna put my baby up on your shelf and let her take a crack at someone else. Ah, Yellow Brick Man, come on, do you have a dollar? Do you have five? Help me out, cut me a deal. Ah, Yellow Brick Man, do you know how I feel? I'm giving you my sweet baby melody. Yellow Brick Man, wow, Yellow Brick Man, now what you gonna give me?
And we are coming to the end of this episode 20 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions. Next episode, this podcast is a legal adult in the United States of America. So, 21 episodes is probably the longest I've gone on any podcast, which is a small thing in this large world of podcasting, but hopefully I'll be around for many, many more. As always, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me, mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com. Call us on the voicemail line at 502-509-1607. You can check us out on Twitter at www.twitter.com/idiosyncpod or on Facebook at facebook.com/idiosyncpod. All that information is available from the Contact Me tab on the website at www.idiosyncratictransmissions.com. There's also an easy-to-fill-out form there. If you're in a band and you'd like to have your music played on the show, please shoot me an email, and we will get that worked out. We're going to end up this one on one that it kind of falls a little bit outside of what I normally listen to, only because of the ukulele, and it's not that the ukulele is a bad choice, because it's becoming kind of one of the instruments, the hipster instruments of choice, it seems, recently. With Amanda Palmer having picked it up and doing a album of Radiohead covers, among others. So, but that is not what we're playing here. This is Ukulele Jim, and don't let the name fool you. This is not a novelty, not a novelty act. With music that combines the soulfulness of James Taylor and the pop sensibilities of Jack Johnson, Ukulele Jim will treat your ear, treat you to an ear-pleasing, heart-stealing, joyful, feeling good time. He's based out of California. The song, I heard it, and it was just, that description is pretty apt, to say the least. So this ending the show, hope you've enjoyed listening to it as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. Ukulele Jim with If I Could Only Keep Your Love.
I wish I could see what you saw in me. I wish I could be somebody more like the memory that you have of me. I wish I knew how to keep your love. I wish I knew what you're dreaming of. I wish I could rise above those things I said today. I'd wish them away if I could only keep your love.
I wish I knew what in the world's going on with you, but I haven't a clue why you would do those things you do and say we're through. I wish I knew how to keep your love. I wish I knew what you're dreaming of. I wish I could rise above those things I said today. I'd wish them away if I could only keep your love. If I could keep your love, I'd lock it away, hold it somewhere special in case of another lonely day. Well, why keep hanging on it? You're just moving on again and taking all your love. I'd like to see, I wish I could see what you saw in me. I wish I could be somebody more like the memory that you have of me. I wish I knew how to keep your love. I wish I knew what you're dreaming of. I wish I could rise above those things I said today. I'd wish them away if I could only keep your love. I could keep your love, I'd lock it away,